BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
So here is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We speak to two listeners who have been taking our advice after listening to the show. Why would you do that? Also, news about stuff that's happening next week when we do the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. We're on for 2 weeks starting on Monday. Alice Levine plays Real or No Real. And listeners who have binned actual clothes because they saw a celebrity that they don't particularly like wearing exactly the same thing. The podcast starts now.
BBC Radio 1.
It's that day.
Yes.
Still too early, I think.
I'm not quite there yet. Are you?
Have you arrived?
I'm not sure. Have you arrived?
Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
This time or not? No, let me take a selfie.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I think that song is, it's weird because everything about it I don't want to like, but it sort of sticks in your brain.
Yeah. And people, once again, take it far too seriously. It's a joke kind of thing.
I like it when people get formal with their insults.
Mm.
Like the use of the word tenuous that's been sent in more than once. It's an odd, odd one to describe it.
Do they mean tedious?
I don't know.
Right. That was Chainsmokers and Selfie on BBC Radio 1. This is Scott Mills. Gracie's been on from Ivybridge saying, I listen to your podcast every night and I'm obsessed with Bumbleo Wednesday. Last night I went out for a meal, this is happening to quite a lot of people, and the Bumbleo music came on.
Oh, wow.
It's on in that chicken restaurant a lot, I think.
Right, the Portuguese one.
Yeah. And she says, I'm not ashamed to say, even with my parents there, I lost it and started dancing. Got some weird looks in the chicken place, but it's worth it. I know. Also, some people are like, what the hell is that music you're playing? We do it every Wednesday. It's the song Bumbleo, and we play it to signify that we're all halfway through the week. We've made it this far, and then it's down to Friday.
It gets you through that hump day. I don't know why, it just sort of does.
It does, and some people absolutely love this now. I know I'm a tease, but I will play it for you soon in full so you can go crazy. And as a way of saying happy Bumbleo Wednesday to you, if you go on the radio on Twitter or Facebook right now, you'll see Dan Osborne off of TOWIE. Now, he was so taken in by the spirit of Bumbleo, he had to take his clothes off again. So that's on the radio on Twitter and Facebook now, him having a little topless dance to Bumbleo. You're very welcome.
BBC Radio 1.
Daily.
Nice call from Nev off the call centre earlier for me on call or delete. The thing is, he's just got such a recognisable voice. I kind of knew it was him straight away.
Right.
But I played along with wanting to buy some gym equipment. An old rowing machine.
Did you really play along?
Well, towards the end, I knew it was him. But thanks to everyone texting and going, did you enjoy your call from Nev earlier? It was a good one. But it's so obviously him. I'm really looking forward to the new series.
Mm.
It's next week, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Hayley the Tea Lady's back on? Yes.
Is it all okay, though? Because, I mean, they know it's a massive show now, right?
Yeah.
So do you think they'll still be themselves?
Oh,
yeah. Or is it
yeah.
just going to be like, is it just going to make things funnier?
I think, is it Twee? I mean, he'll be wearing slightly tighter shirts, I feel.
Right.
Because he's very aware of what's going on. Hayley will just be the same. Oh, I just had a spray tan. I got green pits now. I can't wait for it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I think now's the time.
Yeah, I'm feeling it now.
I'm in.
Come on.
Everybody, what are we doing? Down tools. Get ready to go crazy when it drops.
Yeah.
Halfway through the week. Bumbleo Wednesday gives me instant happiness. That's from Simon. Really want chicken now, says James. Jack on the Isle of Man is just down tools and is going crazy for it.
Lo mismo ya callé, lo mismo.
Stephen says, I currently work in Spain, but I download the podcast daily. Bumble Wednesday is the best idea ever. I always play it every Wednesday and sing along. I decided to take this one step further, though, with my Spanish guests that are currently in the hotel where I work and got them singing and dancing to it on a Wednesday night last week. And he sent me a video. Love it, it's reached Spain now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Nick in London's been on saying, just watched the topless Dan Osborne Bumbleo video. Just get me in the mood for Bumbleo, no other reason. And he says, lol at producer Pippa off Greg James Show, attempting to ignore topless Dan Osborne. Actually, that's true. If you watch the video, it's on Radio 1 Twitter right now. She's doing a really good job of trying to pretend that nothing's happening. But you can kind of see, like at the corner of her eye, she's like, okay, I can see flash. Dan's not wearing a top, as he so often isn't. On the radio, on Twitter and Facebook now, having a little dance, a little jiggle to Bumbleo Wednesday. Did you enjoy doing that with him?
It was an odd one, but I was happy to kind of go along with it.
Mm. I mean, obviously, you're fully clothed.
I appreciate people will like it.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So starting Monday, we are doing the Radio 1 Breakfast Show for 2 weeks because Grimmy's off. And this time next week, well, it would have already happened by now because it's in the morning, but we will be having on the show next Wednesday morning actual Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone. I keep wanting to say Andrew Stone, but that's someone completely different. Was he off of the Pineapple Dance Studios?
Yeah.
Oh!
He used to make me laugh. He was the one who claimed to be a triple threat. He can act, he can sing, he can dance.
Oh, yeah. Starman, what it was called, was it?
Starman. So he's coming in?
No, it's not him.
Oh.
Like, let's not get this wrong. Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone, look them up. He's the amazing Spider-Man.
Right.
He's Spider-Man.
Well, that's cool. I mean, that's a cool thing to say. So he's a big actor, right?
Oh, God. Yes. And Emma Stone... love interest. In real life, they're an actual couple.
So they're not really actors.
Well, no, they are actors. They're acting.
Well, no, I mean, if they're kind of together in real life, it's not...
I know what you mean. It's like sometimes when you watch Coronation Street, you think, well, they're just being themselves.
Yeah.
Aren't they?
I feel they should have to work more. Do you know what I mean? It shouldn't be allowed.
Because I've met a couple of Coronation Street people and it's like, oh, you're really nice, but you are just that character. So you're not really acting because you're the same.
Yeah.
I met Chesney once. Exactly the same.
Give me the names again. Emma Stone.
Still on. Emma Stone and Andrew Garfield. Big, massive Hollywood stars.
Wicked.
We've got some good stuff lined up for you next week and the week after on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Andrew Stone will be on. Emma Stone and Andrew Garfield will be on. Don't, because we're going to do
that. Get Andrew Stone as well.
No, really not. I'm all right, thanks. Wonder what he's doing these days. But that's next Wednesday morning on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Make sure you're here for it.
BBC Radio 1.
Jade's been on Twitter going, Chris, what do you mean they're not really acting? Of course they are. He's not really Spider-Man.
I get that.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just feels a bit of a cheat if they're going out in real life and then...
It makes the... Because I always think if I was an actor, like, doing the love scenes would be well uncomfortable. But obviously, if they're doing it anyway, it's all fine, really.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Makes it easier. 2 Chainz, Wiz Khalifa, We Own It. Let me take a call. Hello?
Hi, Scott. It's Matt from York.
Matt from York, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm not bad. Just wanted to call you and let you know that I've been taking a lot of advice from the show.
What?
Sort of on nights out.
What do you mean?
Well, some of the advice that you've been giving on techniques on, you know, how to attract women, things like that.
Oh, yeah, I mean, because I'm the person that you would trust with that, I think.
I think what you've got to remember is at no point have we given advice as such.
Of course, yeah, no advice, no, but sort of been listening to it and taking notes, things like that.
So what advice have you used?
Okay, well, it started, night out on Friday, and me and my friend Mel, who big fans of the show, so we went to this club and decided on the fact it was Friday, thought we'd give it a go with Bumbleo, so we were just sort of... you know, shouting that out as loud as we could, trying to get a lot of attention.
In a club?
Yes. So I thought we'd sort of go up to a girl, ask her if she wanted a drink. So it started with, hey girl, let me buy you a Sambuca.
Hey girl.
Hey girl.
What, are you in a 90s boy band? Hey girl. So what you said, hey girl, let me buy you a drink.
Sambuca.
We didn't say that. Okay. We didn't give that advice.
Well, that was, I suppose, that was my original. That was my original bit thrown in there. So
all
that
right.
wasn't. That, yeah, I thought you've got to put something original in there. I've got to put my own stamp on it.
Yeah, no, we never mentioned Sambucas, but obviously you've offered the one now, so that's fine. So what's the next part of what you said?
All right, so it's followed by, then we'll go back to yours.
Oh, okay. Very confident.
And then what?
And the final sort of bit was that in the morning, I'm going to make pancakes.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I remember this now on the show. It was like, you know, is she good enough to make pancakes or full English?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So,
no, but hang on, you've got this the wrong way round. It's about what she would make you. It's about, that's the girl code. It's about what she would, you're saying you're going to make her pancakes.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
But I figure, I thought I'd reverse it a little bit. I've already gone in quite strong, haven't I? I've already gone in with the sort of going back to yours. So I figure it's only polite, say I'll make her pancakes, but she'll then use her girl code to automatically then assume, ah, right, I see. He's giving me like a 10 out of a 10 here. So,
So put the whole line together. Imagine I'm the girl. What did you say to me?
Yeah. So, here, girl, let me buy a Sambuca. We'll go back to yours, and in the morning, I'll make some pancakes.
It's never going to work.
But the question is, did it work? Matt.
It worked.
Yeah!
Whoa! No way.
Yeah, way. I'll add something on here, okay? It doesn't have a 100% success rate. It actually has a 50% success rate. The first girl who I said it to, she actually sort of like fell over after I said it to her. Just like full on hit the deck to the floor.
She had a fall.
And off. Yeah, helped her up and off she went. But the second girl, it worked.
All right, okay, so you did try this more than once.
Yeah.
Scott, are you going to endorse this?
Look, people can take from this show what they want, but I like that he's used three things from this show on a night out. You must listen a lot.
Well, yeah, me and Mel listen pretty much. Well, we listen every day.
Yeah.
And it's just become, I think, I don't know, we sort of use it. We take lessons from it.
Right.
And, yeah.
So educational, this show, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I like it that you've done this. I mean, you've put your own kind of slant and style on it, but, you know, you've still followed our advice.
Yeah, yeah. If you can call it advice, yeah.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Well, good to speak to you, Matt.
Yeah, you too, yeah.
Anything else that I say that you then take on board and use on a night out, let me know about it.
Yeah, I will do.
And anyone else as well, let me know, email me.
I will do.
Love you, bye!
I love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Justin's been on saying the one thing that guy was missing was a boring try again reference. Please remind him to incorporate all lessons from the show in the future. I will do. He's kind of living his life by the show. It's a little bit weird.
It's worrying as well.
Slightly. Also, some actual film fans have been on, slightly concerned that we are going to call Emma Stone and Andrew Garfield Stone next Wednesday morning. We need to get that out of our heads right now.
Is that not just an affectionate team name for them both?
Andrew
like
Stone?
Angelina.
I don't think so.
I mean, what if we combine these names, what else do we get? Emma Garfield? No.
No. Andrew Stone.
Let's do Andrew Stone.
Let's not. They're on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with us. We're doing it for 2 weeks. They're on Wednesday morning next week. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. That's a tune still. That's nearly 10 years old now.
Is it?
Justin Timberlake, Rock Your Body.
Oh, it's a tune. I wish I could do that in bit. You know, like the beatboxing. Not the the beatboxing. You know,
yeah, don't.
I wish I was good.
Don't show that, please. So, I went to see Justin last night. It's really good. But the guy on backing vocals, he's one of the four backing vocalists. Big guy, always kind of stands, as you're looking at him, to the left of Justin Timberlake. Just some amazing moves. I don't remember his name. We've talked about him on the show before, but I could not take my eyes off him. I mean, I did watch Justin some of the time, but generally, I was watching this guy. Absolutely mesmerised.
So what is it? Is he a backing singer or a backing dancer?
Backing singer, but he gets fully involved with all the dances. Like, if you look up any Justin Timberlake kind of gig on YouTube or anything, you will always see him. He's so good.
Yeah. I'm just looking now, because I really want to find out his name.
I think we should get him on the show.
Oh, that'd be so good.
I really... Like, I don't normally I don't really think we've had backing dancers on before, or singers, but I think we should make an exception for this man.
Do you think he needs to do his own thing in his own right now?
Yeah, I think maybe, yeah. I mean, because he's got a lot to give.
Mm.
Huge personality.
But the show was good.
Oh, yeah. So they had this moving stage that moved, like a big kind of band stage, like a big thing that moved across the whole audience, above the audience.
Oh, wow.
Which is incredible. And obviously, like, it was like a little runway where Justin Timberlake could run and be near the crowds at either end. So occasionally, like, he'd scurry up there and people were like, oh, God, because they were much nearer him. Goes to the other end, walk up, oh, God, at the other end. So like, everyone got to see him. And there were different points through the night where he was in different parts of the arena. So even if you were right at the back, eventually there would be some point during the gig where you'd see him properly.
Yeah.
But something happened that's never happened to me at a gig before. There was an interval.
There was an interval? What, like the theatre?
Like the theatre. But I wasn't expecting it. Nobody else was. So it was like, and there will now be an interval. And they announced it.
Really?
And no one knew that it was going to happen. So everyone's like, what?
But that doesn't really happen. I mean, normally...
Everybody just stopped.
But normally you have someone on before, you know, like, so it's a kind of warm-up.
Yeah, but
then the main act, and then... And then they just sort of bosh through, don't they?
But once once the gig's on, it's on, isn't it? Not here. There's an interval.
So what happened in the interval? That's kind of awkward, isn't it?
It was a little bit weird. I don't know what to do. I was like, should we go and get a drink? We don't know how long the interval's going to be.
It wasn't one of those where it was like it was actually over and then he came back and did an encore.
No, this was different because he did an encore as well. This is a definite interval where they absolutely announced it and said,
no
now there'll
way.
Be an interval.
Because sometimes you get like, you get to the end, but it's quite, it feels like quite close into the concert. So you might be 20 minutes in, then it ends, but then the encore goes on for an hour.
For ages, yeah. I mean, he did go on for ages, like 2.5 hours?
Really?
2 hours? It's a really good show.
But what do you reckon he does in the interval? I mean, that's odd.
I don't know. I mean, like, because you know you've got to go back on. And he was wearing the same outfit. He didn't even get changed.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So I sang this to one of my mates last night, just before I went to the Justin Timberlake thing. If you saw somebody wearing a, let's say, a T-shirt, right, that you've got, if you saw them wearing it on TV and you didn't like that person, would you then throw the T-shirt away?
Oh, good point. It depends how much you... I mean, how much do you dislike...
Okay, right, so my mate saw... It's nothing personal. He's just got an irrational dislike of this person. So he saw Joe Swash wearing the T-shirt that he's got on, I think it must have been, I don't know, like on Fake Reaction or something, ITV2. So he's like, it's one of his favourite T-shirts. Swash wears it. He's like, right, I'm burning it.
Really?
Yeah, like properly not happy about it. And I've spoken to other people before that are like, they've seen, I don't know, like a dress or something that they've seen on TOWIE, and one of the girls they don't like, normally another girl, obviously because it's a dress, and girls are funny
girls,
with each other.
Girls get a lot more competitive about
really
these kind
do.
Of the clothing situation, I find.
But also I think that now, even if it's just like a picture of somebody else on Facebook, they'll be like, well, I'm not wearing that again.
It's weird, because if I ever turn up in a club wearing the same thing as something else, I think that's great.
Do you?
I'm like, yeah, I'm like, brilliant. I'm clearly doing something right. That's my attitude with it.
Do you remember that awful thing at Radio 1's Big Weekend last year where me and Matt Everson turned up in exactly the same show?
Yeah. Do you know what? My favourite, I was DJing a night in Southampton and it was at a time where a shop had opened. You know the dark one? The one without the lights.
Oh, the ones where they go, sup guys, when you walk in. Turn the lights on, you're not a club. I can smell your clothes, but I can't see them.
A new one had opened up in Southampton and literally everyone on that Friday night was wearing...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it one that rhymes with roller stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so, yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Scott.
You're right. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm good. I've been taking some advice from you, sure. After
someone else?
Good.
Yeah.
Let me guess, does it involve a social network?
It does. It involves Tinder.
Right.
No. Okay, what advice have you been taking?
I've travelled quite a bit and I've met a girl on Tinder. And basically, we were getting on quite swimmingly, talking for maybe over a month or so.
Swimmingly.
And, and she's left me her number because she was deleting Tinder. Now, I picked that up.
But why is she deleting Tinder now?
Because she's got some uni friends who keep hacking it.
Okay, right. So she's given you her number, though, and come off Tinder.
She's given me it, but I was busy at the time, so I literally noticed the number to come back to it later to take detail of it and speak to her. And then when I revisited it later, she's... deleted Tinder in the
Oh, no. So the number's gone.
It has, yeah.
Oh, gutted.
Is this a missing persons appeal?
Yeah, kind of. I was hoping you'd kind of track it down.
Amazing.
Okay, right. So,
right, here's the thing, though. Surely she wants your number as well. So why wouldn't she just go back on Tinder and message you?
Well, I assume by this she's already deleted it. And then because I live so far away, if she was to get another account and to find each other again would be...
needle in haystack.
Mm.
Right. Mm.
You're a needle in her haystack.
Yeah.
Now, if you're remaining anonymous, how can we go about helping you with this?
Well, I know her... Well, obviously, all we know from Tinder is first names. I know her name and details about the conversation, but...
Okay. Mm. So how do we go about this, Scott?
I think we just wait and see what comes of it. I mean, if she really wants to get in touch with him, hopefully she or someone she knows will hear this and maybe will get in touch with us.
Okay, so what can you tell us? Name?
She's called Laura. She's from Aberdeen in her early 20s, as am I. And as I say, we've just been talking on and off.
You want our help tracking down Laura in Aberdeen in her early 20s?
Yeah, well, obviously, if she's given a number to someone on Tinder and then deleted her account, I can't imagine there's many of them.
Yeah. You're good at drawing, because you, like, draw us like a photo fit or something.
Like a crime watch?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
I'd love it if you did, though.
Yeah, I'll send it in.
Okay, well, if there is a girl that maybe, you know, wants to get in touch with you called Laura in her early 20s from Aberdeen, contact me and then I'll put you in touch.
Brilliant. Thanks for your help.
I like this.
It's
like
public service, eh?
Yeah, I feel like I'm a kind of like a dating service, Lost and Found.
Well, that's what I'm going for.
Lost and Found. All right, I'll let you know, all right, anonymous person?
Right. Thanks a lot. Cheers.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Say it will be all right. You're not holding yourself in your arms tonight. Don't say it will all be fine. In only a moment, you'll say goodbye.
Clean Bandit, Extraordinary. If that's your first time of hearing it, let me know what you think on 81199, or you can tweet at BBCR1. See, it sounds quite nice, doesn't it?
There's... I'm not sure. There's bits I like, and then there's...
I like the violins. I know I like the violins. But maybe they set the bar a bit too high early on. Because, like, how do you repeat that success, you know? And that's such a great song.
Yeah, but they're not... I'm sure they're not aiming... Well, I'm sure they are aiming to repeat the success, but I'm sure it's like the first song was a banger, right?
Massive.
Now, they like this, but it's... I mean, it's... You can't really aim to beat something like the last one, can you?
I mean, look at poor Psy.
Well, there you go, yeah.
I'm actually just compared Psy to Clean Bandit there.
I don't know, maybe in a couple more listens and it will be...
I think it just needs a couple more listens, but I think it's perfectly kind of summary and nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people are saying...
I'm very famous in Ukraine.
Sounds a bit like Kamalia, our friend off of Meet the Russians, in parts. Oh. It could be one of hers.
Some quite a few boring try again.
Yeah, thanks.
You,
just a little bit, you know?
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Wednesday afternoon, which means Alice Levine has turned up for the second week in a row to play Real or No Real.
And you've let me in.
I know, love it. Thank you for being so reliable. Some people aren't. No names.
No names.
And what about this lot for Real or No Real?
As a child, Ryan Gosling spent 6 months living with Justin Timberlake.
Oh, they must have cleaned up.
That's a hot household.
It sounds ridiculous, but I think that there's precedence for this because weren't they all in the Mickey Mouse club thing together?
That's a very good point.
Britney was born into it. They were born into it. It's like the equivalent of, you know how like Fern was on kids' TV? That's like their version of like starting out into...
American version.
Yeah.
It's weird as well because for ages on everything about Britney Spears or Justin, it was all like, and they all grew up together in Mickey Mouse. But then Ryan Gosling wasn't famous then, so he must always have been in those pictures, but now he was in it as well. I think that is real, yeah.
Mm. Well, it sounds like it's going to be real then, doesn't it?
Well, we don't know. We're just saying. I'm sure I've heard it somewhere.
I've just realised what you meant by clean up. Oh, come on.
No, I just mean those two together would be a force, wouldn't they?
Yeah, but however, like, that was when they were really little. We're talking about them living together, like, sharing a house when they were older, so did that happen?
Oh. You'd think you would, wouldn't you? I mean... Do you know what? For all I say about Ryan Gosling, I think I'm sure that would be a cool place to be living.
Do you say a lot about Ryan Gosling?
Yeah, he hates him.
No, why do you hate Ryan Gosling?
I don't hate him. I just think...
He's the man that he wants to be.
No, sure. I just think sometimes, you know, he knows the position he's in. He should sort of play it down a little bit.
What do you mean? He can't play down his face.
What do you mean by that?
He should. I don't know. I think...
Let's rein it in a bit, Ryan. You're a bit too good looking.
Ryan, wear a bit of the gross top, yeah? And just, you know, just comb your hair over.
Put it away, Ryan.
Put it away.
I just think people like Ryan Gosling, if he was in your group
Ryan
of mates...
Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling. If he was in your group of mates and you went on a night out, you would hope that he'd be the kind of bloke that would help the rest of the group out. I don't get the impression he's a team player. Right. That's all I'm saying.
Do you mean like now he's got Eva Mendes, like he should, like, if anybody comes to him, he should sort of palm him off on a friend or something?
I just think he knows, you know, I just don't think he's a team player. And I think he needs to just rein it in a little bit.
You think on a night out in Watford, he wouldn't help out the uglier members of the team, of the group?
The less attractive ones.
Yeah, okay. Real or no real, Ryan Gosling used to live with Justin Timberlake.
So real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Whoa. Oh, actually, news just in. They were both kids starting on the Mickey Mouse Club, but Ryan stayed with Justin and his mum for 6 months, so they were little.
Oh.
Yeah. But it wasn't like a grown-up house share.
Rein it in.
Was he an ugly child, do we know?
Probably not. And next.
Humans share 50% of their DNA with mosquitoes.
I never understand these kind of facts. It's like saying you're 99% pig. Which I'm sure I've heard before.
If I had a pound for every time I'd said that.
No, I'm not saying you... No, it's not an insult.
I think I actually am 99% pig.
He looked at me when he said it.
I didn't mean to. I was discussing. Oh. It was a debate.
It's quite aggressive, that 99% pig. Look straight in your eyes.
No, but you've heard this before, haven't you? I'm sure a human is 99% pig.
Is that why you call me Porky Levine?
I never called you Porky Levine.
You obviously heard that podcast. No, we didn't. Don't get para.
So para.
Humans share 50% of DNA with mosquitoes. That's unpleasant, if true.
Is this off of the School of Jurassic Park? Oh.
Ah, yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah, no, because that would make sense then, wouldn't it? I think, because there's some kind of link between dinosaurs and people, but then that film's not real. So
this is science,
doesn't...
which bores me rigid. So real or no real, let's move it along.
It's really hard to tell the difference between science and Jurassic Park. I'm saying no real.
It's really not, and I'm saying no real.
That one is no real.
And I'm pleased, because they're annoying, aren't they? And next.
Scientists have discovered that the human nose can distinguish between a trillion different smells.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and I don't think I know a trillion smells. Do you?
You might do, though.
Well, I don't, because there's when you think about it throughout the day, you only smell a certain amount of things.
No,
don't
I think that I think they were wrong.
Generally, why have we all put our noses in the air? Why are we all smelling?
I'm just trying to sniff the air.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, Scott. I see you every day, so I think I've got used to your smell.
What is my smell?
Is it that magic perfume that you wear?
It's certainly money.
You know when
famous people just smell a bit rich?
No.
Do you mean like smell do? Like when you've, you know, when you've handled loads of coins and your hands smell horrible because they're like so dirty?
Maybe
do you mean
that's
like
what
that?
It is. But
metallic.
but celebrities like yourself, Nick, you can sort of smell the fame.
No,
and it's
don't
weird
agree.
Because it's not the aftershave. There's something else.
What is it?
It's pheromones or something that you're giving off.
What? So my glands are giving out fame and rich?
You're oozing celebrity. And I think that's what I can smell.
I don't think so, because I'm not much of a celebrity, but thanks anyway. I think it's probably just the magic perfume. Anyway,
would you not agree he smells a bit
rich? He does
rich?
Smell, yeah, just a bit like pricier than other people.
If we were to blindfold someone and got them to sniff all three of us, they'd be able to identify the richest.
I'd be bargain basement, obviously.
Is it just a heady mix of wine and tobacco?
Could be, yeah. Okay. Could be like, you know, like gout's a sort of sign of good living. Maybe yeah. The
not
smell
good
you're,
living.
The
it's
smell
not
you're,
good.
The smell you're oozing is sort of wine and fine wines and sort of...
Like, I bet you only eat duck.
What are you on about? Right, be off with both of you. Human nose can distinguish between a trillion smells, real or no real?
No real.
No real, please.
That one's real.
Real, please. Scientists previously believed that humans could only distinguish 10,000 smells, but they were wrong. It's a trillion. God, how wrong can you be?
You hate science today.
I hate it. Next.
When he was 10, Example starred as Charlie in a West End production of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
I can so imagine that.
I really can't.
I can.
Do you but Charlie was like quite a gangly little... He's quite tall as Example, isn't he?
Mm. Yeah, but if you were casting for Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, what other role would he play?
True. He wouldn't be the granddad, would he?
He's not Augustus Gloop.
He's not. That's Charlie Stoll.
He's not Veruca Salt. That's me.
You are Veruca Salt.
Yes, Veruca Salt.
You are Veruca Salt.
That is true. Spot Did you ever play her, Alice? And maybe in Nottingham in a local repertoire?
I wish. Auditioned enough.
Jeez. What have you been in previous... Have you done Amdram?
Yeah, well, quite famously, you probably heard about it. I was in a primary school production of Oliver, but I was quite portly at the time, so they wrote...
Portly?
So they wrote a role just for me, which was the butcher, because...
Oh, no, we're back to 99% pig. Porky Levine.
So
Porky Levine.
It was basically so I could wear an apron, because none of the costumes would fit me.
Oh, Alice,
I didn't know you were a genuine Porky Levine.
Do you want to hear the line?
Go on, then.
I've seen more meat on a lamb chop, Mr. Bumble.
I love it when schools have to write you in an extra line to make another character.
It was really
always in school nativities, that's the thing.
I was
it?
Like a tree because they couldn't cast me properly. It's yeah. like, wanna be a wise man, actually. No, sorry, you're a tree again.
My cousin was a lobster.
Yeah, exactly. When has that ever been ridiculous. In the nativity?
That's quite bad if you can't be a shepherd or a wise man because there's about 50 of those. All you need is a tea towel.
I know. Don't want to be like a tree, thanks. You sound like the one off of Mrs. Selfridge, though.
Thank you.
Oh, Mr. Selfridge.
Oh, Mr. Selfridge, and we'll never get it done in time.
So, Example, who, can I just say, was amazing on Sunday brunch a couple of weeks ago. While they were making the tacos, he was eating them as fast.
Three,
boshed,
right?
Boshed three tacos. I mean, incredible work. Because I fear eating on TV and people that do it, but he was getting right involved. Was he in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, though?
I've changed my mind. I think real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
Yes.
And at the end of that round of Real or No Real with Alice Levine...
I got 30, Porky got 20.
Thanks, Alice.
I'm never coming back.
Radio 1 tonight from 10 p.m. See if you can make it three in a row next week by turning up at exactly the same time as
All
this.
All right, hat trick, lovely.
That was Wednesday's show. Don't forget, 1 till 4 tomorrow on BBC Radio 1, including more wetness to witness at 1:45 as we play Innuendo Bingo. Listen and watch.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.